Adrian Bott is the first cab off the rank, and he joins us now on Big V Racing. Good morning to you, Adrian. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Good, thanks.
Are you in Melbourne tonight for the William Reid?
Yes, I'll be down there, just travelling down this afternoon, but looking forward to being there tonight.
All right, looking forward to that. Hey, just before we go through your runners this weekend, Alligator Blood, how'd he come through the All-Star Mile?
Excellent. Yeah, really bounced out of that race in good shape. Tough run. Pressure was right on from the outset. And, you know, he obviously wasn't quite good enough on the day, but I'm sure he can bounce back for us. So he's travelled up to Sydney, settled back in really well and heading towards Doncaster.
All right, that's good news. So off to the Doncaster. Good stuff. Hey, tonight, the William Reid Stakes in the Congo. There's been plenty of support for him first up tonight. You've held off on his return. And it looked as though at the end of his preparation in the spring, he started to get back to somewhere near his best. And he's had a few trials now. What are your thoughts heading into tonight where he's drawn the pole?
Yeah, look, I think that's probably the key there for him, drawing well, particularly at the Valley, sort of the last experience he had there. Yeah, probably wasn't pretty over 1,000 metres. He got trapped sort of very wide and tough run for him. So 1,200 metres first up, I think it's a suitable trip for him. As I said, particularly that draw, really want to utilise that, be really positive there tonight, sort of try and take up the running. He's got the speed to do so. And I'm sure he can sort of withstand a bit of pressure there. I know there's a few fast horses there to his outside, but he's pretty quick himself.
Yes.
But he's in good shape, tried to give him a good foundation and have him ready for a tough run first up.
Yeah, so that other speed, because it does look to be quite a bit of pressure here. You're not concerned by that? You think he's capable of being able to absorb that there tonight?
I think so. You know, look, I think, you know, we've got the advantage there with the inside draw to be able to hold our position. So, if they want to be crossing and will be looking to do so, well, you know, obviously they're going to have to, be doing plenty of work to get to that position. So, just sort of how much work they want to do, I guess, is, the call they'll have to make.
In race four, Teofilo Star's got to carry 63 kilos. What do you make of its chances there in the fourth race tonight?
Yeah, he's been progressing nicely. He's been sort of relatively consistent for us. He should be sort of right at his peak at this point in his preparation. Jordan's been riding well at present, sort of knows the horse and gets on well with him. So, yeah, he's been improving throughout the campaign and should look to run another honest race for us.
Then we go to Flemington tomorrow. You've got two chances in the Roy Higgins for looking for a spot in the Melbourne Cup. Goldman, there's been so much support for this galloper who's been so impressive at his couple of starts in your stable. He's gone from benchmark 64 grade two starts back at Kembla all of a sudden to being favourite in a Roy Higgins at Flemington tomorrow. Just how good is he, Adrian?
Yeah, look, I guess that's the question. That's the challenge for him. It's sort of by no means an easy task going from, going that quickly through your grades, and sort of don't usually sort of like to do it too often, but, I guess sort of wanted to capitalise on the opportunity for him and give him that chance. There sort of probably wasn't too many other options around for him to go through his grades. He jumped up pretty quickly in the ratings off two good performances. Obviously, his last start was very good. He was strong through the line and should relish the trip. But, I am mindful he's taken a big step in grade and, certainly no hiding here. He's, got to take another big step off the back of that last win. So, he's a lightly raced horse and you can always sort of, hope that those horses continue to improve. And, I think he will continue to improve. But, obviously this will give us a good line and a good test. But, I feel he's got nothing to lose by having a crack at this race.
Mm. Are you surprised that he's as short as he is in the market, or do you get the impression that he's got enormous ability and he'll measure up here?
Oh, look, I must say I was surprised in how short they have got him. But look, obviously there's sort of, if the money's coming for him, there's sort of sometimes there's plenty of smarter money out there than what I know. But he's, as I said, he has come a long way very, very quickly, and it's not easy to do. So if he is able to do it, he's certainly the makings of a very, very talented horse. The only things I sort of keep him in the back of my mind, but look, he's there because we feel he is up to it and deserves his opportunity. So not just sort of not throwing him in the deep end with sort of out much consideration to it, but it's certainly not an easy task.
Mm. The other runner you've got in the Wraith, Youth Spirit, strong barrier number one. It was just pipped by So Unusual last start. What do you make of its chances?
He had some really great form in Europe prior to coming over, and sort of very well credentialed horse, and just starting to put it all together now. Sort of taking a real good sort of 12 months for him to sort of settle in and things to fall into place. So, took a lot of encouragement from his last start there. I think that run was just the grounding and the run that he sort of really needed to have. So I think a tough run there sets him up well for this race. He seems nice and settled down in Melbourne. Just having been down there for a few weeks now. And yeah, he's in great shape. He's had a pretty solid grounding. He's one that's, this has been his target through the campaign. So sort of he's had a pretty solid lead up for it. I take a lot of confidence off his last start. So he's in good order.
Earlier on in the day, Amazonian Lass goes around in the Thoroughbred Breeders' Stakes. Just another one of your two-year-olds that's been performing well at either its first or second start. She looks a nice filly, and she looks a good chance here in the second at Flemington tomorrow.
Yeah, she does. Would love to capitalise on some important black type for her going forward, and dropping back to filly's grades. I think a positive for a nice big track there will be exactly sort of what she likes and what she's looking for. I thought she potentially could have been vulnerable there first up over the trip, thinking it might have been a bit short of her best, and no doubt Saturday she'd still get over further, further than the 1200 metres. But class got her through there first up, and she travelled down well, had a good jump out down there, and sort of looked to appreciate that way of going and did everything right. So tough on us filly, and I think she'll give a good sight.
I see Summerbeale's entered, but I'm assuming she's going to Albury today for the Albury Gold Cup. Is that right?
Yeah, she's on her way there, so hopefully things can fall into place there for her today. Stepping up a little bit in grade, but she's improving throughout the prep. Soft conditions, she should handle well.
And then at Rose Hill tomorrow, you've got a host of terrific chances on the program. In the Group 1s, the Vinery, Soul Choice. She brings interesting form lines because she's been running down in Tasmania and performing so well. She comes here at an each-way price. What do you make of her chances tomorrow?
Yeah, very interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing her. Looking forward to seeing her out there. She's obviously had a pretty long campaign and been pretty well travelled. She started her preparation up here in Sydney, and then we shipped her down to Melbourne for her maiden run, and she had a couple of runs there prior to going back and forth to Tasmania a few times, and then back up here. So she's travelled around, and I was looking for an excuse at any point along the way for her to sort of put up the white flag and say she's had enough and go to the paddock. But she's been training really well and seems to be sort of doing everything right at present. So hard to deny her a chance. She's a filly that obviously sort of needs to take that next step in terms of the class. But we know she's a filly that can stay, and she's had a pretty good grounding for it. So she'll run out a pretty solid 2,000 metres there on Saturday, and hopefully that's to her advantage. But she's doesn't look to have trained off, and want to try and keep her on the Oaks path here.
All right, well, that's a good push there for Soul Choice in the Vinery. And in the Tancred, you've got Knight's Order going around, who will certainly enjoy getting his toe in it if we get that wet track, which we're expecting, and Saloukan as well, who's been in good form. What do you make of your two chances in the Tancred?
Yeah, if the rain comes, that certainly really plays into the hands of Knight's Order, and that would set I'd feel that would set up really well for him. He relishes those conditions, and the heavier the better for him. He's third up now and sort of really right at the peak of his preparation, so he's ready to run a big race. So hopefully those things do fall into place for him. Sir Lucan's been progressing nicely. Still feel there's a lot of upside to this horse. He's a class horse in time, no doubt. Not sure how he is on the conditions. I think he'll be able to handle the soft. Hopefully it doesn't get too heavy for him. He's got such a lovely action, sort of nice turn of speed. So, he's pretty effective on top of the ground and through the soft. But he's progressing well. He didn't have a hard run there last start. It was a nice sort of measured ride and stuck on well, so I think that sets him up well for a nice preparation for Saturday's race.
Outside of the Group 1s, in Race 2, the Years Goes Around was terrific in the Black Opal behind the stable, mate. What do you make of it in Race 2 tomorrow?
Yeah, excellent. He's been thriving and improving nicely throughout the campaign, up to the 1,400 metres, which I feel he's probably been looking for.
Auden Ballet, who beat the years in the Black Oval, what do you do with Auden Ballet next?
She's going to trial on Monday, and then she'll be seen 12 days later in the Group 2 Percy Sykes, the $1 million fillies race.
Okay, look forward to that. Major Beale in Race 3?
Progressing nicely, looking forward to getting back to 2,000 metres. Took on the older season stayers there last start, and that probably just found him out. So back to three-year-old company here should suit.
Will Dajran need the run first up?
Trying to have him as forward as we can for his first up run. Going to keep him to the sprints. This preparation didn't quite stretch out to the mile, which we tried last campaign. He's trialled up well. A bit of pressure in this race, which should suit. So, good each-way chance for us.
You got Reid Denny back into the winner's stall. It's last preparation, along with Crosstalk goes around in race 9. Can you help us back a winner there in the last, or the second last?
I've got two in that race. Crosstalk, he's coming off the back of a good, strong win. He's got a good racing pattern and very effective in whatever condition. So he's probably the safer bet of the two going towards the weekend. Reid Denny, not as effective in the wet. So hopefully it stays away for him. His two runs have been okay this campaign. I was hoping to see potentially a little bit more from him. The blinkers go back on the course of that. So hopefully we can see that improve him.
Huge weekend, Adrian. You've got runners at Wellington as well and Wyong. If you could tip us one winner over the weekend, what would it be?
tough weekend. I like the way that the years is progressing. Okay. I think he's a nice chance for us.
All right, the two-year-old in the second at Rosehill. Adrian, appreciate your time. Enjoy your stay here in Melbourne, and hopefully it's a winning one tonight in the William Reid in the Congo.
Thanks very much.